Colin McFadden looking ahead to the Super 8s and Donegal's involvement. It starts this weekend against Mayo, but I think looking at the group, if you compare them to the other side, it's a tough group. But when you get to this stage, you're always going to get tough games anyway, Colin.
Yeah, well, definitely. No, I think out of the two groups, it's definitely a tougher group when you added Mayo to it there last weekend. But it's going to be some tough couple of games. Especially going down to McHale Park in the last game is going to be a tough one, but hopefully if we get the result on Sunday against Meath, and you know, we can get a result against Kerry, maybe there can be any pressure going down there. But it's definitely out of the two groups, it's definitely the tougher one.
Yeah, there's a lot of football to be played between now and a visit to McHale Park and Castlebar. But when you're going into games like that, you certainly are in a better position when you're Ulster champions, Colin, because you've been there with Donegal before, and as you go to a quarter-final stage of a competition, which you go through as provincial champions, you've got a bit of confidence and a bit of momentum with you.
Oh, definitely. You get serious confidence from winning the Ulster title, and you get great belief from that and momentum from it. And I think the fact they've won two back-to-back then, or back-to-back titles, really gives you that belief and confidence. And we've been into these games in a good position. And, you know, I suppose you fancy them Sunday against Meath. I think when you watch Meath against Dublin at Croke Park, I couldn't get over how limited they were going forward. You kind of played with a real fear in their attacking game, and apart from Newman up front, it didn't seem to have much fit. But hopefully you can get off to a good start against Meath on Sunday.
Just looking at the campaign for Donegal so far, what has impressed you from how they've been playing this summer?
I think going forward they're fantastic. You know, they're great to watch. They've put up serious scores. You know, you fancy them to kick 20 plus points in every game, plus a couple of goals. And, you know, as everyone's talking about McBertie and Jimmy Brennan on the side, and rightly so, they're a serious combination. They can run their own ball with pace, and they can kick points and take their goals. But I think as well as that, they've got boys that kick the ball with a bar from distance, like Michael always could do it. And now you've got Michael Langan, and Jason McGee and Kieran Thompson, Liam McLoon, all these fellas can kick from distance. So they've got threats from a running game and from being able to kick scores from inside the 45.
Yeah, was this sort of the development of the maturity of these young players that we've been waiting on for this last couple of years?
They're coming to a good age now. Like, you know, they're all in their 22, 23, and you've got the older boys there as well to steady the ship and, you know, slow the game down when it needs to be slowed down and keep possession when you need to keep possession. But, you know, you can see they're coming of age well, and the Ulster campaign is really helping them as well, you know, because there's nothing like winning titles to build confidence. And I know they have definitely the belief, but the confidence you get from winning those titles definitely adds to the belief. And, you know, they've all serious potential there. You're taking Ryan McHugh and Owen Barron, these boys coming half back line with serious legs, and, you know, all take on their man and beat their own man. And, you know, it's they're a really exciting team going forward to watch. And I think, you know, I compared them to Dublin. I think they're actually a better team going forward, the best team going forward in the country at the minute. And you know, hopefully they can continue that form through the Super 8s.
So you'd be concurring with what a lot of people are saying then, that Donegal will be the second best team in the country this year, or would you go a step further?
I think you can't just expect Dublin again and go a step further, because they're four times All Ireland champions and won for five in a row. So, but definitely in current form, you'd definitely put them second to Dublin. But you have to. If you look at Kerry, a lot of minor success the last couple of years, but I think they're very unknown quantity at the moment. It's hard to know how well they're going or where they're really at. Like, but I'm sure we'll find that out when they play Mayo on Sunday, and when they come up against them then in Croke Park. But, you know, you look at Tyrone then too. Donegal were very commanding against Tyrone in the semi-final, and, you know, I think they won by a couple of points in the end-up, but they probably, and they really won that game really comfortably. If Mayo was well, they're a dangerous side. I think the last time they staggered through the back door was 2 years ago, and they went to extra time against Meath and Cork, or against Derry and Cork, and they went on until their final that year, and they probably should have beat Dublin. They're very unlucky that they not to beat Dublin. But, you know, I think the more you get to the latter stages, the more dangerous Mayo is going to be. So at the minute, Donegal are probably definitely the second best in the country, but you want to be looking over your shoulder too at these other teams coming through.
Yeah, is that maybe a worry for you, that you might have to go to McHale Park come the last game of the Super 8? You're away from home and you're going to a venue where Mayo would be confident of taking a victory. Is that a worry if you had a scenario like that, Colin?
Well, I suppose it's probably one place you wouldn't want to go in the last game. I was down there looking for a result, and I suppose Declan Warner will be trying to get his troops get the good result against Meath on Sunday, and hopefully it'll be up to bed if you get a result against Kerry and Cole Park. But definitely I don't think you'd want to go down to McHale Park to do or die game against Mayo, because they love that kind of game, and they always have great support and great following no matter where they go. And definitely McHale Park would be a sellout and a very tough place to go. I think it actually, because of that, it probably was more importance in this first game. Like, I think, you know, obviously you want to be going there and try and get the result from Sunday, but, you know, deep down we kind of, I think Donegal are going to be too good for Meath, and we probably, if the game's going well and we're up by a couple of points near the end, you'd hope to push on and draw a couple of scores, because at the end of the day it could come down to goal difference between Mayo, Kerry and Donegal. So hopefully a good scoreline on Sunday might help that side of things.
Yeah, what sort of game then are you expecting on Sunday? Are we expecting to see a goal with, a game with a lot of scores? I know it was tight between the two sides, but Donegal will need a big margin then.
Well, I think you need to be careful too. You can never go into a game and say, listen, I want to beat these boys by 20 points. First and foremost, they want to go into the game and make sure they get the result. And maybe later on, if things were going well and it opened up and you had the opportunity to push on, you definitely try and push on. But it's hard to know. Like, I think, you know, Meath put it up to them in the league final, but in the first half they were very dangerous. But whenever Donegal moved up through the gears in the second half, they couldn't live with them. And, you know, I think Donegal have actually progressed since that, whilst I don't know if Meath have moved on much, really. You know, to be fair to them, they probably, the aim for the year was to get into Division 1 and reach the Super 8s. But, you know, you have to be careful on Sunday too. And I think the most important thing is to go out and get the result.
Yeah. And I know we mentioned Kerry, or Mayo, sorry, a couple of times. We mentioned just up into Kerry. When you won the All-Ireland in 2012, the victory against Kerry in the quarter-final was a huge springboard for you guys for the rest of the All-Ireland series. What would a one do against Kerry and the Super 8s for Donegal?
I think any time you play Kerry, I think it was probably the first time I actually got a result against them, was it in 2012? Donegal beat Kerry in the championship, but I'm not too sure now, but it was a massive game that day. But I think at that stage, Kerry were, you know, they were the team to beat. Between them and Tyrone was always the benchmark, so it was a massive result for us that year. But this time too, I think, you know, everyone are talking about the last couple of years that Kerry are the team to challenge Dublin and to take Dublin's grasp. Sam Maguire is Kerry is the team to do it. But it's hard to know. It's still going to be, if you go into that game and you get a result, it's definitely going to give you, it's going to let you know that you're definitely the second best team in the country behind Dublin. But it'll be an interesting one now.
Yeah, it certainly will. It's all positive on the Donegal front. Is there any sort of areas that would be a worry of any sort to you, Colm, as the championship continues now?
Well, I suppose you're going to come up against better teams, and, you know, they're going to be better defensively and better going forward. And I suppose Donegal are playing that more expansive game where they're committing men to the forward line and that. But, and you have to always be careful that you don't concede too much behind that. But I think when you look at the Ulster final, you might look at Kevin's score of 216 and say, geez, they conceded a lot that day. But realistically, Kevin scored a lot towards the end of the game when the game was done and dusted. And Donegal's defence was actually quite good. And against Tyrone, I thought, I couldn't get over how good the defence was that day. They looked really tight, and, you know, they closed things up. And Tyrone didn't look dangerous at all, actually, from an attacking point of view. And Donegal were still able to be very good going forward. But I think you just have to be careful to keep the ship tight at the back, and as well as pushing on.
Just finally then, obviously by the way you're talking and the piece that we've done, you're tipping Donegal to take victory against Meath. What are they going to win it by on Sunday, if they are to do that, do you feel?
I think Donegal have potential to go on and win this game quite comfortably. Now, it could be tight for long spells in the game, and you'd expect Meath to come up to Ballyfey and put in a battle and stay in the game. But I could see if Donegal were 4 or 5 points up midway through the second half, I could see them pushing on, but not a big scoreline, winning by 6 or 7 plus, hopefully even more.